cigarettes and the air.
Raleigh cigarettes, R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool cigarettes, K-O-O-L.
Present their new show starring Jack Pearl as the famous Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, Robert Bernard, Morton Bo Tenner, and Tommy Dossey and his famous orchestra.
I miss about half of my meal. Cause I fell head over heels in love. Every night I'm the mooniest one, the juniest one, the looniest one. Love mad me, the crooniest one. Spring has sprung, oh tra-la-la. Hard as a flutter, I stammer and stutter, I toast as a force reveal. That I am high in the heavens above, head over heels in love.
I like a mentholated cigarette. It seems soothing and refreshing to my throat. But there's only one brand for me, and that's spelled K-O-O-L. Why? Because Cools are so mildly mentholated, you get all the fine tobacco flavor.
I like my cigarettes straight. I prefer them without menthol. I'm strong for Raleigh's. They're a better smoke than ordinary brands, but they don't cost a penny more. And they give you a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
And both Raleigh's and Cools give you a dividend that no other cigarette can offer. A valuable coupon comes with each pack of these union-made cigarettes. A coupon good for handsome premiums. Try a pack of Raleigh's or Cools and save those coupons. Back and light up that Raleigh or Cool while we present that purveyor of pixelated yarns, the Baron Munchausen. The Baron has stepped away from his information bureau with Charlie to see a doctor. We take you to the doctor's residence, and here they come. Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Telling me those things.
Listen,
what's the matter with you?
No use to argue.
No?
I wouldn't go in there.
But, Baron, you said you were ill and you wanted me to take you to a doctor.
Yeah, but this doctor ain't for me.
No?
No, no, don't give me no argument.
All right.
You see the sign in this window?
Well, certainly. The sign reads 11 to 1.
Ah, yeah, 11 to 1.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
But why? Well, why not? What's wrong with 11 to 1?
11 to 1?
Yeah.
And my life is... got to give me better odds.
What are you talking about? Those are his office hours. Oh, well, wait a minute. I can't take you in here anyway. This doctor wouldn't treat you. He's a vet.
Well, he should treat me.
Yeah?
He got his bonus, didn't he?
What are you talking about? He's not a veteran. He's a veterinarian.
Oh, he don't eat meat.
You can't understand, Baron. This man is an animal doctor.
Good. Then we go in.
Why do you want to see an animal doctor?
Charlie?
What?
I walk like a horse. I eat like a wolf. I sleep like a bear. And I'm sick like a dog.
All right, I'll tell you what to do. You win, Baron. I'll ring the bell.
All right.
Step in, gentlemen. The doctor will see you in a moment. I'm the nurse. Oh, doctor.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, doctor, this is Baron Munchausen.
Yeah, doctor, I...
How do you do?
How do you do, doctor? I would like to insult you about my ailment. only I can't tell you what the trouble is.
And why not? Why can't you tell?
Well, doctor, I'm no stool pigeon. I don't like this.
Well, do you think it's organic?
No, doctor. Excuse me. You are zimp, you know that? Organic. I can't even play a tune. All I know is I got Mussolini sickness.
You have Mussolini sickness?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mussolini sickness?
I feel like the deuce.
You feel like the deuce? You feel like the deuce?
Now,
listen to me, Diane. Will you listen to me, please? Now, stop equivocating and reveal the extent of your disability.
Yeah, you see... Could you chop that up in smaller pieces?
Gladly, Baron. The doctor would like an elucidative explanation of the exact nature of your apparently moribund indisposition.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, but
then there'll be room for this thermometer in there.
Oh, jokes from the doctor.
Yeah. Let me take your temperature. We'll soon find out what's wrong with you.
Well, what's the average temperature, doctor?
About 98.
And what am I, Doc?
You're 65.
65? Good! Now I can get my social security.
Oh, Doc, you don't mean that. What are you talking about?
Ah, now I know.
Right. Oh, you know already. So do I. I bet you I know what I got.
What?
I got vice president sickness.
Vice president sickness?
Yeah. If you don't cure me quick, I'm a goner.
You're a goner. Yes, sir.
I know, yes.
Yes, sir.
I believe your trouble is overwork.
That's it, doctor. Overwork from the book I'm writing about the Republican Party.
About what party?
The Republican Party. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And you say your book is dedicated to the Republican Party?
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of it? What is it?
Life begins in 1940.
Yes, that's a very good thought.
Gentlemen, please, examination. Now tell me, Baron, anyone else ill in your family?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, doctor. My cousin Hugo. He was doing a trick and he swallowed a whole bunch of firecrackers.
He swallowed a bunch of firecrackers?
Yeah.
Well, how is he doing?
Well, we've had nothing but good reports.
Yes.
I believe your trouble may be a lack of exercise.
Yeah.
Do you do much horseback riding?
Oh, off and on. I don't know, it don't hit me just right, you know.
Well, all your friends ride.
Yeah.
You should get up at 6 tomorrow morning and see Jack Benny gallop.
Ooh, I'd rather sleep till 10. I've got a 12 o'clock appointment.
Ah, but at 12 o'clock you won't see Jack gallop.
No.
No.
But I'll see Eddie Cantor. Cantor, you see?
Now, what I'm trying to find out is, how is your general condition?
Oh, doctor, it's Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam?
Yeah, Uncle Sam. I got a good constitution. I got
well, I think I'll just give you my usual treatment.
What's that?
You see, if a man has erysipelas, I cut his ear off. What? If he has toe mane, I cut his toe off.
Is that so? Charlie, we've got to get out of here.
Baron, the doctor's method seems very logical.
Yes, and if a man has thyroid trouble, I cut his thigh off.
Well, Charlie, we must go.
Why? Why must we go?
I got a headache.
Why must we go?
I got a headache.
Well, you better go.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, and Edith Wright and the Esquires with Pennies from Heaven. Thank you.
contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers.
You must have showers.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
I'm worried.
What's the matter now, Baron?
It's my mother-in-law.
Yeah?
She's coming to live with us again.
Well, why don't you tell them not to come?
I can't.
Why?
It's her house.
Oh.
Yeah. And when she's around, my wife serves me nothing. She only serves me mother-in-law dinners.
Mother-in-law dinners?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know.
No.
Cold shoulder and tongue.
Oh.
My goodness.
How do you get along with your wife?
She's marvelous.
She is, huh?
She's a pearl.
Yes.
But,
She's a pearl, but what?
What I can't stand is the mother of pearls.
The mother of pearls.
And just for that, you know something, Charlie?
Yeah.
I promised to take him to the moving pictures tonight, and just for that, I don't take her.
No?
No, they got a swell picture down here.
Yeah.
The main picture is red flannel underwear.
Red flannel underwear?
Red flannel.
I never heard of that.
I mean winter set.
Winter set. Red flannel underwear. Winter set.
Yeah. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Put them on. Listen here. And in the other one is that great Republican actress.
The great Republican actress?
Yes.
Who's that?
You know. C-Main.
C-Main. didn't you start for the movies last night?
Yeah, and I almost finished in the hospital.
In the hospital, huh?
I stopped in a delicatessen store just as a bunch of pickets rushed it.
You mean those pickets really charged on the delicatessen?
It was like the Civil War.
Yeah, what part of the Civil War?
Pickets charged.
Pickets charged.
Told you not to use that. Listen here.
Well, I didn't know they didn't know history.
Yeah, one fella clubbed me in the back with a big sausage.
Right out of the delicatessen, eh?
Yeah.
Well, what portion of your anatomy did he damage with this sausage?
I think he hurt my liver voice.
Liver? Well, personally, I'll stick to home cooking.
And you know something,
what?
Charlie? The Western girls make the best cooks.
Well, why the Western girls?
Well, they're at home on the range.
Home on the range. Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I got a secret.
Well, don't tell me, Susie. Let me guess.
Well, little Audrey had a brother named Oka.
Yeah.
And when they told her to bring Oka downstairs, Audrey laughed and laughed.
Yeah, but why?
Because she knew she couldn't carry Oka.
Carry Oka. Carry Oka.
You know, I like that game.
You?
See, I got a secret, too. Who is the greatest golfer in the world?
Who?
Sally Rand.
Well, how do you figure Sally Rand is the greatest golfer?
She goes round in practically nothing.
Practically.
Oh. Ah, see? See, that's a good game.
Yeah, that's a good game.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
Is that cute?
Yeah.
Charlie, you know something?
What?
That gives me an idea.
You got an idea?
Yeah, we're going to have a new service in the Worldwide Information Bureau.
Well.
We will call it I Know a Secret.
Yeah.
And it will be the secret, the Baron's Secret Service.
Baron's Secret
Service. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Would you like to belong to the Secret Service, Susie?
Would I? Oh,
G-Man.
G-Man.
Cut it out now.
Ooh. Boy, you call those secrets?
Oh, I'm surrounded.
Here's a secret. What is a secret?
Yeah?
What did the little girl say who was doing the hula hula dance in a small theater?
What?
This is the little theater movement.
Well, just a moment, everybody. May I join in this game?
Go ahead, Charlie. The more, the merry-go-round.
Well, when the woman said, Judge, I sent my husband out 2 years ago for a loaf of bread, and he hasn't returned yet, what did the judge say?
Oh, that's no secret.
No?
He said, Lady, don't wait any longer. Send out for another loaf.
Send out? You waited longer.
But now I give you absolutely the last one tonight.
The last one tonight.
Charlie?
What
did the barber say when you went in for a haircut?
Well, what did the barber say when I went in for a haircut?
Wash your hair, Charlie.
Wash your...
Night and day under the hide of me, you're deep in my heart, really a part of me.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Morton Bow back from his trip, singing I've Got You Under My Skin from Born to Dance.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. Tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
And now back to the Barron's Worldwide Information Bureau, where Susie and Petchy are busy answering calls.
Hello? Yes, madam. We give shopping advice. You'd like to know what is the last word in pajamas? The last word in pajamas is good night.
All right, boys. I'll take that one, Susie. Hello? What? You want to know what's the best way to get rid of a squeak in your car? Leave your wife at home.
Charlie, look, we're giving service to the world.
Hey, Baron, I think you're wanted on the phone.
You think I'm wanted on the phone? Am I or ain't I?
Well, somebody just called and said, is that you, you idiot?
Very funny, very.
Yeah, idiot's delight. Say, Baron, what's in the bag? Oh, fruit, candy, and nuts,
Yeah, fruit, candy, and nuts, yeah. I brought fruit to Charlie, candy to Susie, and nuts to you. Come right in.
Well, Baron, or whatever you call yourself, I'm a school teacher, and I'm here to investigate the information you supply, especially on history. Amelia Updike's the name.
Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. Updike.
Not Mrs. Miss. Your mistake.
No. Your mistake. But anything you want to know, I answer.
Good. Then who was King Amenhotep II, and what did he do for Egypt, and when?
You said it. Listen, Uppie. When it comes to knowledge, I'm a self-made man.
Well, from what I've seen, you'd better see the president about his reconstruction program. Goodbye.
What a nerve!
Wait a minute. Calm yourself, Baron. Say, why is Tommy Dorsey all hunched over tonight? Has he got lumbago or something?
No, don't say nothing.
Why?
He has to stand like that.
Really? Why?
He's wearing a shirt his girl made him for Christmas.
Well, confidentially, Baron, is he as good as he's cracked up to be?
Charlie, he's what? Better.
Is he really?
I give you my word, I heard him play Swanee River. Yeah? So realistic.
What happened?
Five Southern boys in the front row started to undress to go in for a swim.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'll
say
that.
Very
good,
Charlie.
Oh, Baron of Jersey City just gave birth to four babies, and she wants to know what to do.
She gave birth to four babies and wants to know what to do? Mm-hmm. Take a telegram, Susie.
Okay.
Mrs. Brown, stop. Jersey City, stop. Heard you just gave birth to four babies. Stop.
Say, is this the Worldwide Information Bureau?
Oh, this is Morton Bow acting.
What is the most famous proverb?
A bird in the hand is worth three in the bush.
No, Baron. Two in the bush.
No. Business is so good, I can afford three.
Oh, that's all right. You better answer.
Yeah, I'll answer this one. Hello? Hello? Start the conversation, please.
I'm in love with a fella named Jack and with a fella named John. Who will I marry? Who will be the lucky one?
Well, you'll marry Jack. But John will be the lucky one.
Are you the Baron?
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the hammer.
Well, what time is it?
10:00.
That's funny. A man told me it was 9:00 an hour ago.
Did you?
Here's a hot one that just came by mail. What's the highest mountain in the United States?
Oh, that's easy. Pike's Peak.
No, Charlie, you're dumb.
Why?
You don't know your facts.
No, what do you think is the highest mountain peak in the country?
Zing Zing.
Zing Zing?
Sure.
Why do you say Zing Zing?
My cousin Hugo went up a year ago and he ain't come back yet.
Well, I see.
Special delivery letter.
What'd you say?
Baron, I said here's a special delivery letter.
See, Charlie.
What?
It's from a lady in Cigarette, North Carolina.
Cigarette, North Carolina? There's no such city.
Oh, don't show your ignorance.
Why? Right, what are you talking about? All right, then. What city in North Carolina is named Cigarette?
Raleigh.
Sure,
Raleigh, not
Raleigh.
That's why I said it.
My word.
Huh?
My word.
My sponsor.
Quick, is this the Information Bureau?
Yeah.
Are you Baron Munchausen?
Yeah.
Good. I'm looking for Fred Allen.
You kick him out, Charlie. My foot's asleep.
All right. Listen, now let's stop this clowning and get these questions answered. Now, here's the first one. It says, dear Baron, is sending a boy to college a good investment?
Not if he plays football.
No?
You spend $10,000 and all you get is a quarterback.
A quarterback. That's if he plays football.
If he plays football.
Well, here's one in chemistry for Susie.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What can you tell us about nitrates?
About nitrates?
Yes.
Oh, nitrates are cheaper than day rates.
Yeah. Possibly.
It's possible. Yeah. Well, Petty, you take this one. Is it all right? Is it all right to be a widow's second husband?
It's better than being her first.
And here's a man that writes, if I jump from an airplane, where will I land?
On page one.
Here's a telegram that says, where is Japan?
Well, according to the map, Japan is near China.
No, Charlie. What? No, no. According to the newspapers, Japan is in China.
In China. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's right, sure. It's very topical, too. Now, here's a man that writes in. This man wants to know the cure for malaria. Well, I can answer that one myself. The cure for malaria is quinine and whiskey, and plenty of whiskey.
Where can you get it?
What, whiskey?
No, malaria.
Oh, Charlie.
What?
That reminds me.
Yeah?
New Year's. New Year's is just around the corner.
Yes, that's right, and that reminds me. I want to invite you to a New Year's party, Baron, but it's a rather tricky little affair.
Tricky?
Tricky, yes, but it's a cute idea.
What?
Now, to identify yourself, you leave off the garment that denotes where you're from, and everyone tries to guess, you see?
Yeah.
Now, for instance, if you're from Cape Hatteras, well, you wear no hat.
Cape Hatteras, no hat.
Yes, and if you're from West Virginia, you come without your vest.
West Virginia, no vest.
Yeah. <That's you. laughs>
I won't be there.
You won't be there? Well, why not? Well, why won't you be there?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and a favorite swing number, Weary Blues.
Resolution. In 1937, I'm going to smoke a better cigarette.
A cigarette that gives me a dividend with every pack.
I'm going to smoke Raleigh, the superior cigarette that doesn't cost 1 cent more than any other popular brand. R-A-L-E-I-G-H. An extraordinary cigarette at an ordinary price. And you've a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you prefer a mentholated cigarette, smoke Cools. K-O-O-L. They are so mildly mentholated, you get all the fine tobacco flavor.
With Raleigh and Cool cigarettes, you get a coupon. Valuable coupons that anyone living in the USA can exchange for really beautiful premiums, such as
a Hammond electric clock for your living room. The front of this handsome clock is finished in rich walnut.
Or a Silex coffee maker, a Detecto bathroom scale, initialed playing cards and poker sets.
Or glassware decorated with bands of pure platinum. These glasses come in iced tea size, highball size, or old-fashioned size.
Or a mahogany penthouse table, 17 and a half inches high. It makes a lovely coffee table.
All these and many more premiums are offered for the coupons from Raleigh's and Cool's. If you buy these cigarettes by the carton, you get extra coupons free.
Smoke Cool's, the mild menthol cigarette.
Or if you prefer a cigarette without menthol,
then Raleigh's have got what you want.
Try a pack of Raleigh's or Cool's and save those valuable coupons. Tune in again next week, same time, for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including the voice of Morton Bowe and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.